NASA's upcoming project, Artemis II, will take humans back to a part of space we haven't been to in decades, the area near the south pole of the moon. Even though the moon is our nearest celestial neighbor, just some 380,000 kilometers from Earth, there's still a lot we just don't know about it.
On Saturday, Artemis II began rolling slowly towards its launch pad in preparation for takeoff, expected in February. These baby steps, trundling along the ground at 1.5 kilometers per hour, are in stark contrast with the scope of the Artemis program's ambitions.
And this is going to be our first step toward a sustained lunar presence on the moon. So it was 10 days, four astronauts going further from Earth than any other humans ever traveled. We'll be validating Orion spacecraft's life support, navigation, crew systems in the really harsh environments of deep space, and that's going to pave the way for future landings.
They won't land on the moon, but those four astronauts will make history.
And as we fly by the far side of the moon here, the crew is going to spend a day in lunar observation. So they're going to, you know, basically spend the day giving their observations on the far side of the moon, which hasn't been seen, you know, parts of it hasn't been seen by human eyes before. So that'll be a great opportunity.